KSL News Time 5:49. Time for Triple Team Traffic. Ricky, are people behaving or are they overdriving the conditions this afternoon? What's going on out
there?
Well,
it's the rain. They're trying to be cautious. Plus, you just have your regular afternoon drive slowdowns. So it's a little bit like a snow day, just not quite as bad. So we don't have the number of accidents, but we just have slow speeds. And that's north and southbound I-15 downtown to Draper. And the southbound slowing continues around the point of the mountain into American Fork. Then in Utah County, heavy and slow, Linden up to SR-92. Our own Becky Bruce called in to let us know that there's standing water on I-215's west belt, especially right around SR-201. Watch for the possibility of hydroplaning, because we already have delays on both westbound SR-201, I-15 to Magna, and southbound I-215's west belt, I-80, all the way down to I-15 in Murray. Michelle?
Wet roads are causing intermittent delays both directions in Parley's Canyon from the mouth of the canyon to Summit Park. Then if you're headed southbound on I-215 on the east side belt route, solid slowdowns from the mouth of the canyon all the way down to Knutson Corner. On the south side, though, you're going to find delays both directions going east and west on I-215. You're also going to see heavy slowdowns on State Street and 7th East southbound Mark.
You got KSL travel times now still about 30 minutes, making it Salt Lake City to Farmington. Slowdowns all the way to SR-193 Clearfield, Davis County. Southbound delays coming late and all the way down to North Salt Lake. Now, that's way unusual. Legacy Parkway's all filled in, as well as 215 at the north end. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
That was a long report. Thank you for being so thorough, guys. It's appreciated.